see the big picture, and sprinkle in a few observations of my own to bring it all to life. I hope this will help you see the animal world around you and the species described in this book, not as mindless automatons driven by an inflexible genetic code, but as stalwart souls and lovable rascals. And that is just what they are, as you will discover for yourself when you take a walk in my neighborhood with my goats, horses, and rabbits, or in the parks and woods where you live. Come on, I'll show you what I mean. Selfless Mother Love. It was a hot summer day at my forester's lodge deep in the woods near Hummel in the Eifel, a mountain range in Germany. The year was 1996. To cool off, my wife and I had set out a wading pool under a shady tree in the garden. I was sitting in the water with my two children, and we were enjoying juicy slices of watermelon, when all of a sudden I became aware of a movement out of the corner of my eye. A rusty brown something was scampering towards us, freezing for an instant every now and then as it advanced. "A squirrel!" the children cried in delight. My joy, however, soon turned to deep concern as the squirrel took a few more steps and then keeled over onto its side. It was clearly ill, and after it had taken a few more steps, in our direction, I noticed a large growth on its neck. It looked like an animal that was suffering from something, and it might even be highly infectious. Slowly but surely, it was approaching the pool. I was on the point of gathering up the children and beating a hasty retreat when the menacing advance resolved itself into a touching scene. The lump turned out to be a baby squirrel wrapped around its mother's neck like a furry ruff. The baby's stranglehold, along with the shimmering heat, meant that the squirrel mother could only suck in enough air to take a few steps before falling over sideways, exhausted and gasping for breath. A squirrel mother cares for her children with selfless devotion. When danger threatens, she carries them to safety in the manner I've just described. She can end up totally spent, because she may have as many as 6 tiny tots to carry, one after the other, each one clasped around her neck. Despite her devotion, the chances of her little ones surviving are low, and about 80% die before they're a year old. Although the rusty rascals can avoid most enemies during the day, death stalks them at night while they're sleeping. When darkness falls, predatory pine martins creep through the branches to interrupt the squirrel's dreams. When the sun shines, the danger comes from agile hawks threading their way through the trees on the lookout for a tasty meal. When a hawk spots a squirrel, a spiral of fear begins. And I mean that literally, for the squirrel tries to escape the hawk by disappearing to the other side of the tree. The hawk banks steeply to follow its prey. In a flash, the squirrel disappears to the other side of the tree again. The hawk follows. Moving at breakneck speed, both animals spiral around the trunk. The nimbler one wins, usually the little mammal. Winter, however, is more devastating than any predator. To make sure they go into the cold season well prepared, squirrels build drays. They anchor these spherical nests between branches high up in tree crowns and fashion 2 separate exits with their paws so that they can escape any uninvited guests. The nest is made mostly of small twigs, and the interior is cushioned with soft moss that helps conserve heat and provides a comfortable place to sleep. Comfortable? Yes. Animals value comfort too, and squirrels don't like twigs poking into their backs while they're trying to sleep any more than we do. A soft moss mattress guarantees a restful night. From my office window, I regularly see squirrels pulling this soft green material from our lawn and carrying it high up into the branches. And I see something else too. As soon as the acorns and beech nuts tumble to the ground in autumn, squirrels gather these nutrient-rich packages, carry them a few meters, and bury them. They hide these food caches to ensure they have food over the winter. Instead of going into true hibernation, they spend most of their winter days dozing. In this state of winter lethargy, they use less energy than usual, but they do not shut down completely like, say, hedgehogs. Every once in a while, a squirrel wakes up and gets hungry. Then it slips down the tree and looks for one of its numerous caches. And it looks, and looks, and looks. At first, it's funny watching the little animal trying to remember where it's hidden its food. It burrows a bit here, digs a little there, sitting upright every once in a while as though taking a break to think. But that doesn't help. The landscape has changed considerably since the autumn. The trees and shrubs have lost their leaves, the grass has dried up, and worse, everything might now be covered in cottony white snow.